Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us. This is another episode of Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Okay, so we got, you know, we always have guests that gives us little nuggets and treats to help us out during the day. But for the first thing I must do, I must give praise and thanks to my Lord Jesus Christ, who empowers me and gives me wisdom to battle out all day's affairs, and the wisdom to help other people to live in the spirit and that power that's here for all of us. That's deep inside. So that's how I do it and how I coach. But to further get on the show, thank you everyone for joining us here today. To the loyal listeners, okay, and you are at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, and that's what we do. We promote, and the guests help us learn different techniques to take control of our life and not let life take control of us. Here we also promote being our best selves, our highest self, and living the best life, our highest life that we were intended to be. And we do that by finding out what's stopping us and overcoming what's stopping us, those barriers, those struggles and challenges. And I would like to always add, you know, while we're on the way of getting there, you know, to enjoy ourselves, to have fun, and, you know, lighten up. And these are the things currently that I'm achieving in my life with much progress from greater to greater. And, you know, like we're in this journey together. So we can teach each other and be there for each other as we learn how to have fun and just discover who we are and reach that power inside of us, our birthright. Okay. And like we said, the guests help us do that. Okay. In different areas of our life. That's what Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio is about. In each area of our life, we have a guest that's going to help us. And the guest today, well, first let me give you the episode title. The episode title is called The Method, okay? And our guest is Bob Lancer. And he's an empowerment expert, coach expert. He'll let you know, which one he prefers. But this is going to help us in our lives of empowering ourselves to better enjoy the day of, you know, just different ways and techniques. Bob's going to just basically give us a little bit about how he helps people enjoy their day just with, you know, things that come up. So a little background bio on our guest here, Bob Lancer. I believe he was raised in Brooklyn, New York, and he is in Georgia now, Decatur. He hosted his own talk show, author of, I believe it's a book of The Lighten Up, and he has a couple more books he can tell you about. He does keynote speaking seminars around the world and some other things. So we're going to get in all of that. Just going to let you know his other services he offers. And I like what he says. He says, He pursued the path of life mastery. And something else he says that I like, he helps empowering people from all walks of life, business leaders, professionals, parents, children, teachers, you know. So he's here. And he's going to let us know a little bit about the method, what it is, how he helps people, how the method works, and some other stuff. So we're just going to dig in, sit back, kick your feet up, grab some notes for these next 30, 25 minutes. We're going to have a good time. So give a warm welcome to my guest, to the show's guest, Bob Lancer. You there, Bob?
Thank you. Yeah, I can hear all that applause. I can hear people applauding on the other end of the speaker here. So thank you very much for that great introduction. And you talked about people, you know, empowerment. And the fact of the matter is that all the power that there is already inside of you. And the only thing that gives anyone an experience of being overpowered in any situation is nothing but a false belief. And so, as what the method does, what I do using the method with people is the method is a way of gaining freedom from the false beliefs that give us limited experiences of ourselves and of our lives. So wherever you're feeling frustrated, wherever you're feeling overwhelmed, wherever you're feeling victimized, wherever you're feeling a sense of lack, frustration, insecurity, all of that is based on a limited belief about who you are. And you don't have to psych yourself or hypnotize yourself or affirm yourself into believing that you're a powerful being. All you have to do is lose the beliefs that are reporting to you that you are less than one with all the power there is. There is only one power. There are not two powers. There's only one power. And that means that any experience of conflict in your life is based on pure illusion. So I guide people using the method. It takes about 20 minutes. I do it over the phone or I do it via Skype to remove the illusion of there being more than one power, and to remove the illusion that that power is not theirs. That's what I do in a nutshell.
Okay. That power.
There's only one power.
You know, okay, I'm a Christian. This isn't about religion. This is about life. But as a Christian, in you know, I can kind of
what is it saying? What does it say in Christianity? In Christianity, what does Jesus say? I and the Father. He doesn't say I and the Father are two.
He says,
right?
Yes, one.
He says,
I and
the Father are one.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And in the Old Testament, what does it say? It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." There's only one power.
Uh-huh.
Only one power, and God
one
is
spirit,
that power.
One power, one God.
God is one. And so what we see ourselves as being in our imaginations, people project a belief in separation from God. They see themselves as, you know, I'm little, God is big. But, you know, it says in the Bible, you know, ye are gods. And Christ says, you know, everything that I'm doing, you can do. That,
uh-huh.
you know, when he says that I am the way, so then you think about it, you say, I am the way. What does that mean? It means the way is I am. I am the way. When you say I am, that's the way. You're one. But you have these ideas and these beliefs that you were programmed into you when you were born. And as you grew up in a human condition, you have this belief that you are little, puny, you know, a victim of, you know, gee, I hope the right person becomes president or you know, I hope so-and-so, you know, people worry, oh, so-and-so is talking about me behind my back, or, you know, so-and-so is out to get me, or someone's mean, or, you know, I hope I can pay my bills. All of that is based on nothing but a false belief. The fact that you are a divine extension of God, that you are a child of God, you know, there's no messing around here. That is an experience. That is an experience you can have. You're meant to have. And when you seek the kingdom of heaven, all else shall come unto you. Well, the kingdom of heaven is this consciousness that is free of false beliefs. So, you know, to really experience who you are is to know the greatest state of joy.
Yeah.
And agreeing with what I'm saying, or thinking about it, or believing about it, won't do you a bit of good. It's about getting, why I call it the method, is about getting free of those beliefs, getting free of those false beliefs that you're programmed with, and it takes like 20 minutes. And this is a gift from God to the human race that is now really exploding. Everyone I share this with is having these instantaneous experiences of enlightenment from all walks of life. Every time I'm interviewed on the radio or on a podcast, the host winds up calling me back for a demonstration and starts doing the method with me. Because the first, each time you do it, it sets you free. And it changes your life instantly. And people say, well, that just sounds too good to be true. Come on. Well, it does. And it's just such an incredible gift right now. And it frees you from the limiting beliefs that are causing your health problems, that are causing your wealth problems, that are causing your relationship problems, that are causing your unhappiness. If you just go to my website, lovethemethod.com, you'll see what it does. And so that's, you know, that's the amazing thing. There's only one power, and you're it. You are it. God is everywhere. That means God is wherever you are, and that means God is whatever you are. God is omnipresent. That means God is everywhere. When you say the word I, when you feel a sense of your I-ness, your being-ness, your selfness, God's there. If you don't think God is there, then you're thinking God out. And you're saying there is two, not one. You're saying God is limited. God can't reach this space. What do I mean by God? Infinite power, infinite love, infinite intelligence. That's who you really are. And when you get free of the beliefs that tell you you're not, your whole life changes. Why? Because when it says in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom and all else shall come unto you. That's an ancient way of saying what quantum physicists have recently discovered. And that is that the physical world is a mirror of your state of consciousness, of what's going on inside of you. Whatever your beliefs about life are, that's what's going to show up in the physical world. If you're worrying about money, then you believe that lack is possible. And as long as you believe that lack is possible, lack is going to show up in your life. But when you get free of that belief and you can experience the fact that abundance is a law, that's why it says in the Bible, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear or where it's going to come from. Abundance is just as much of a law as gravity. You don't wake up in the morning and worry that you're going to float up to the ceiling, that there's not going to be enough gravity. Well, abundance is the same thing. Anytime you worry that there's not going to, that's exactly right. And now what we have is we have a method for instantaneous contact with that power. Instantaneous contact with that power, instantaneous expression of that power, instantaneous demonstration of that power. That's the gift of our time. It's the method.
Method.
Yep,
yes,
method.
We all have that, and that's like, you know, everyone gets on this thing, you know, and that's what, like on the show, I put it together for the listeners, you know. So as a Christian, because Jesus was a teacher, And
is a teacher.
Yes, she's still alive. I like that. The spirit is still alive. And as a master, who everything you explained, it's too of a touchy of a topic.
But he's not just a teacher like teachers today. He's a teacher by modeling, by example. That's how everybody learns. It's a model. Everything I do, you can do. Be still and know I am God. Everything I do, you can do.
That's what he said. But
what happens is we're programmed with these beliefs. And the problem is that just wanting that to be true and believing that it's true is not going to make it true for you. By going through the method, you lose the beliefs in the negative. That's why I call the method the missing key.
Yeah.
Because all throughout time, you know, we know all the right things to do. You visualize success, you pray for success, you follow integrity, you work hard. We all know the right things to do, but what happens is we have these negative beliefs that cause us to live in fear. You know, a lot of people say they have faith, but the same people who say they have faith are waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning having an anxiety attack, not knowing how they're going to feed their children, or not knowing if they're going to get fired, or not knowing if they're going to find a job, or not knowing if their mate is sleeping around, or not knowing if they're going to ever find the right mate. So people in general, everybody knows what's wise to do, but we get caught up in this negativity based on fear, based on a belief that there's two powers. It's losing the belief that there's two powers, because that's just a false belief. There's a way of, when you take the energy out of a false belief, it's gone like it never happened. And then you can experience reality. And when you experience reality, what is reality?
That's the truth.
The truth shall set you free. You don't got to believe.
In the beginning,
you got to experience.
There was only the spirit of God, and you call that the power. The Bible says the spirit of God, but it's so there can only be one. And as you said,
there's only one. So
everything else is expressions like the drop of the sea. The listeners, there's only one. I like the way you put it. Everyone has their own type of way of relating the same truth. And that's...
There's only one truth. So what I say to people is there's only one power, so what the heck are you worrying about? There's only one power.
Society, that darkness you talk about, and the lies, as the confuser, ignorance, whatever you want to call it, you know, the devil, the antichrist, that which shields you from the truth. Is against the truth, is against God, who is the all.
I don't agree with that because the way that I see it, there's only one power, and the reason why we are born into blindness, why we're raised in conditions that program us to believe in two powers, to believe that there's a for and against, to believe that there's something to fear, to believe that there's something more powerful, that there's something that's a threat. The reason why we're born into that is in order to learn compassion. There's a purpose for everything. When it says in the Bible, it says in the beginning was the Word, that English word was translated to mean logos, the Greek word. And logos means purpose or reason. In the beginning was the reason for existence. In the beginning of your life is the reason for your life. He said, well, what on earth was I born for? Look at all the suffering I've gone through. You were born to develop compassion, to develop unconditional love. That's what Christ is. You were born to develop love, not to think love, not to speak love, not to believe in love, but to feel love. And what does love mean? Love means compassion for the suffering. Well, the soul experiences compassion for the suffering only by going through suffering. All the suffering you have ever gone through is to enable your soul to expand in the experience of compassion. Everything that you have suffered in your life, the purpose of that suffering, it was a gift that you were given so that you could become more compassionate for those who are suffering. as you grow compassionate through your suffering, rather than angry about your suffering or cursing the suffering, as you grow compassionate through your suffering, you fulfill its purpose, and the suffering turns into joy. Compassion equals joy. Compassion equals power. Compassion equals faith. Compassion equals God, the love of God. And when you learn to live with one power and you use compassion to free yourself from suffering, and you learn to live with that one power, then it's a whole new game, because you experience so much joy, because there's nothing to fight against. There's nothing to worry about. Everything is a celebration.
Yes,
it's a celebration. So if somebody hurts you, and you're feeling vindictive, or you're feeling like a victim, or you're feeling like a sense of injustice, that feels really bad. That makes you unhappy and miserable. But that's all based on the belief that there's two powers. The person who hurt you, this is why Christ says, turn the other cheek and forgive your enemies. Love your enemies. What does that mean? That means that there's no enemy to love, because there's only one power. So if someone, let's say I encounter someone, and we've all done it, someone who's really sadistic, who goes out of their way to make your life miserable for no other reason than to experience the pleasure of doing so, that they want to make your life miserable. They have the power to do it, and they get off on doing it. And you say, well, that person's evil. You say, okay, but what can I gain from that experience? Number one, I can gain the compassion for people who experience feeling overpowered. But number two, I can realize there's only one power. I got nothing to fear. This person can't hurt me. That's an illusion. And then you realize it's all a head trip. The way you think about people, it's all a head trip. It's all a movie in your mind. There's only one power. Therefore, what are you worried about? There's only one power. Relax. Take it easy. You can't make a mistake. There's only one power. Just rest and surrender to that power. And everything's going to be fine. And it always is fine. Nothing can go wrong, but if you get into a head trip and start thinking about how this is wrong and that's wrong, now you're falling for the belief that there's two powers. You have nothing to worry against. You have nothing to fight against. There's only one power. And when you live in the grace of that one power, you live in true grace, because you no longer have to control everything or try to figure everything out. You don't have to make anything happen anymore. You're living in grace. You're living in joy. You feel, you know, people talk about being saved. But to me, the only time you're really saved is when you're feeling really safe under all circumstances, totally safe, that you realize the universe is a totally safe place. That's when you're saved. And that's what you experience when you free yourself from the beliefs that anything else is happening. And then as you free yourself from the beliefs, as you free yourself, for example, if you're feeling any kind of frustration in the area of finances, that means you believe that lack is possible. And so all you have to do is free yourself from that belief, and not only do you start feeling abundant, you start noticing that the physical world demonstrates your abundance. Because the physical world starts to demonstrate what's going on inside of you.
How to think about finances. Let's say I'm really lacking finances, okay? Good. And I'm thinking, unempowering, unabundance.
Yes.
What's the correct way to think?
Okay.
Give it a little example.
Sure. Well, the whole thing to realize is, I can tell you the correct way. The correct way is to not think. Because you don't experience reality by thinking about reality. You experience reality just by experiencing what's real, what's happening right now. The reality the reality is that you are already abundant, and that any idea that you're not is a false belief based on appearances and logic. Now, I can tell you that, but you can't experience it until you go through the method. Because the programming that you received to think that to even think that you have a financial difficulty, to even have that experience, that was needed in you in your first 6 years of life at such a deep level. And so,
okay, Bob,
for years, you know,
with
I
1 minute
yeah,
to
yeah.
you, okay,
what's
that? I love everything you're saying, and
okay.
I agree, but as a Christian, I reach them through Christ, but the end is still the same. There's one power, as we call it, spirit. Jesus is my teacher as Christians, and we reach that power through him and abundance,
right.
And he lets us go. It's almost like he's a focal point, a master, to get you where
that's
you're
right.
going. So I follow you. I understand.
But he's
we
all,
understand.
But
the illusion comes because we were tricked by society, and we need a teacher. We need a teacher
well,
to focus
so
on, a teacher to bring us there, and then we can be released. And that's what he's here for.
Teacher.
You have 1 minute. One minute, because this is great.
Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes, and you have,
sure.
I want to get your books, Future Endeavors,
okay.
your contact information, and other services.
Okay.
I didn't want to cut you off like that, but we're
that's
about
fine.
Out
that's
of time.
Yeah,
2 minutes in.
Yeah, the only, the,
go ahead
the
and talk
only
to the listeners.
Yeah, the only thing I suggest you go to is go to my website, lovethemethod.com. And
Love
you'll
the
see all the information there. Lovethemethod.com. You'll see how you can contact me for a demonstration over the phone or via Skype, wherever you are in the world. And it only takes about 20 minutes, and you will find the beliefs that keep you in a state of lack or difficulty disappear. And you will
okay.
experience
what about your book?
Instantaneous.
Book?
What's that?
The book, your book, your latest book.
You know,
where to purchase that?
The book is yeah, the book is great. It's called Lighten Up, but this is
okay.
new. Lighten Up is something I wrote a few years ago. The new thing is The Method, and so the website is The Method. You give me a call, we do a demonstration, and an experience is worth more than a million words. I could talk about it all day long. Once you have the experience. Then you'll know.
Just from that little bit there, I'm going to tell you, you have some powerful insights. Power, everybody's not ready for that. I'm with you. Been there. Sri Ramana Maharshi, I studied him for a very long time. And, you know, so I love to have you again. That's just as Jesus. Some people wasn't ready for them, you know? You with me?
No, I'll tell you,
Bob,
This thing is taking off. This thing, the method is taking off. I'm working with thousands of people a month. It's changing the world,
uh-huh.
and it's happening really quickly. So many people are anyone who's struggling with anxiety, depression, feelings of low self-worth, or any kind of difficulties in life, it works immediately. And I work with people from executives to people in jails.
Wow.
It's immediate. I'm telling you, it's a gift. It's happening. It's real. It's a gift from God. It's a method that immediately gives you the divine experience.
Okay, and with that, everyone, we're out of time, and that was Bob Lancer, empowerment coach and expert. Thank you again, Bob, okay? Love to have
you
again.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
It was very powerful.
Beautiful.
And everyone, thank you for joining us here. That concludes our show. We're out of time. Thank you once again to Bob Lancer, empowerment coach. Find out more about him, go to his website, lovethemethod.com. You can see all the social media. And with this episode, you can see the show social media. Like us, share us, follow us, download us from iTunes, join us next week. Live every day inspired, encouraged. Live, love, laugh. Urban Life Coach. Signing off. Love y'all.